This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
When do you realize that this is something that might work for you? What do I identify for my own business to say, hey, this is time for me to be more effective with my organization?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking that question. And yeah, I want to say that the majority of companies I work with are in the 20 to 80 person range.
Okay.
This just happens to be my most recent and largest client, the 500 person company. But yeah, I would say usually there are a lot of signs that I would that signify to me. So I do with all of my clients something called a culture and process audit, that once they get a signal, once they have a sense that this might be useful to them, I do, you know, a 60 question survey to everyone in the organization, and we do a deep analysis of what's working and not working about their culture and their processes. And then we customize the implementation based on these things. But I would say definitely the feeling by leadership, starting with the CEO, but anyone in a leadership position, that they're becoming a bottleneck when they don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know, they keep being CC'd on emails, and they're like, why am I on this email? Why are people looking to me to make this decision? Why am I being asked about the color of the, I don't know what, I don't care. Like, that's not what I want to be spending my time doing.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's interesting. We love projecting these ideas on CEOs and bosses of like those power hungry, bad people, whatever. But in my experience, 99.9% of CEOs I've spoken to want to give more power to their employees. They would love to see empowered, happy, joyful, engaged employees who care about the company as much as they do. And somehow they're unable to do so. They feel like they try and give power over, and that just becomes chaos. Then they take the power back, and then they become the bad boss, and they just can't find the happy medium. And they feel like they're parenting more than they're actually running a business. And honestly, they're like, I don't want to be a parent to children. I want to run the company with a bunch of adults that I love working with, and we're passionate about building what we're building. So that, I would say, is one of the first signs, especially when you know that you have good people. Because it doesn't require bad people for a company to go wrong, as I'm sure you've learned from your experience.
Right.
Like, you could, really passionate, well-meaning, good-hearted human beings can crash into each other just as easily. As people who are inherently broken, whatever that means. So I think that sense also of like, wow, we have the right people in the room. I feel it. I know it in my gut as a business person that we have the right people in the room. Why are we not performing? Why are we running around in circles? Why are we in meetings talking about the same thing for hours and hours, and I have no idea where we're going? It's death by meeting.
Right.
All of these are signs of things that we can address with a full implementation, all the way from structure to disciplined tactical processes about how to exactly run a meeting, how to move things forward, and also OKRs and strategy about how to really corral the company and focus everyone's attention on goals and be metric driven. Like, all of these are aspects that we work with companies on.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.